Yo,
we are here.
Wow. You saw it live. Did your boys start the USA chant? We'll never know the truth.
Okay.
Oh my God.
That's what we do, and you know, that's what we get hired for.
Let me tell you something. What an absolutely electric win. USA, US men's national team winning 2-0. This man said that would be the result. He got it right. I'm going to give him $5 and tell him to go buy me a scratch off because this kid can't lose.
Let's go. I mean, we'll get through all the controversy, the drama.
Oh, my God.
The red card. I mean, very, very disappointing. I can't be any more upset with this ref that is trying to sabotage the US MNT World Cup.
Check his birth certificate. He might be Belgian. Is all I'm saying.
We will see.
We can't know for sure.
But the U.S.
Look at these stats. That the U.S. were down a man for all of 36 minutes total, including the 10 minutes of extra time.
Right.
And look at this 48% possession.
Yeah. This was look. I mean, I feel like the story of the game, even though there were so many incredible moments, is the red card. But man.
Gotta say, it might be Malik Tillman's direct free kick.
That free
so saucy,
kick.
Bro. I wish I would have checked which player it was. But the guy that the ball went over didn't even jump in the wall. Everyone else jumped except that one guy. And the keeper's hands were like 2 inches away from that ball.
So, yeah, man, this just the composure. Did I know Tillman can do that? Had he done that before? I don't know.
If you would have asked me to put money on it, I wouldn't have said it. But I do want to go back to an earlier episode when I said this team has learned to suffer. And that's a good thing, right? Yeah, suffering is usually a bad thing. But you have to withstand adversity. And you have to be able to find ways to, sort of be bigger than the moment. And that's exactly what this U.S. Has proven now. It's almost as if the loss to Turkey didn't matter. The U.S. not only found a way to suffer and found a way to withstand the onslaught that was coming, they found a way to score within those moments. Everyone talked about how Bosnia and Herzegovina, they were the set-piece team, and they were going to try to hurt you on set-pieces. Hey, who scored on a set-piece, huh?
Hey, huh? How'd that work out for you?
Which Bosnian and or Herzegovinian scored?
I mean, look, they were outmatched. This was a good U.S. team, and even with 10 men, they still showed that incredible quality. But, man.
And I want to talk about their coach dressing like a cruise boat director.
Let's just introduce ourselves. Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero,
and it's not just us today because
sometimes we look for a third.
Okay, our relationship gets spicy.
We've been together for 10 years.
Okay, we got to mix it up from time to time.
This guy is not going to want this intro, but the one, the only, absolute legend, Taylor Twellman, everybody.
TT Taylor, what's up, brother?
Welcome to the couple.
Okay.
This is how the vibes are when we're winning, Taylor.
I'm not totally sure I've ever been a third wheel, so this is new.
Okay. You weren't part of that team when John Harkes and Eric went up. You know what? We'll talk about it another time.
That's a whole other thing.
We'll talk about it another time, Taylor.
Taylor,
I want your. What was your immediate reaction when that Malik Tillman goal went in?
You're gonna be. I kind of expected it. Here's why I say that. Yeah, I did. I just think he's been very impressive in this tournament. His technique, his touch under pressure. He is really, really. Outperformed my expectation for him. And so the way the tournament has gone for him, I literally looked at my two kids and my missus and I said, he's going to score here. There's something about him in this tournament. I would be shocked if he's not held at a higher regard with scouts around Europe and maybe given a better, more important role at Leverkusen or someone else comes in and buys him. I think he's been really, really good. I really do. And I'm not saying that to say it wasn't a great goal. It was a fantastic goal to get it up over the wall. And thankfully, the Bosnian player didn't jump that was in the wall because he should have. And if I was Bosnian, I'd be looking at you going, dude, I jumped. Where are you? But I digress. I'm red, white, and blue, so we're going to celebrate the goal. Great finish. But he's been really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, I think collectively there was just, you know, we just stopped when we started. The composure, especially in the midfield, like these different back heels, these just like this trust in each other, like this team, it seems to be playing at a different level where it's just like, you know, it's something you love to see where just like the comfort and ease that they're playing together. What did you think of just some of these performances, especially in the midfield?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up. Listen, as good as Balogun's been, the ceiling of Christian Pulisic, the running of Weston McKennie, this team is nowhere near this if Tyler Adams is not on the field. And so I just don't think people fully get how important he is, because Weston can gamble. He can take chances. He's got a great engine. He's coming off a career year in Serie A. But Tyler Adams does so many little things well. In this system, the way it's built with three center backs behind him, it doesn't force him. See, I thought in 2022 he got exposed because he isn't that progressive with his passing. Does that make sense? Now, I think going to England, he's gotten much better. And I think he's improved that. So I'm not saying that's the same 3.5 years later. I'm not saying that. But this system allows Tyler Adams to be a dog, to put out fires, to be a resource, someone to play out of pressure. But he's been very simple with his passing. And it's allowed everybody else to then, as you said, Christian, the flicks and tricks that are somehow on point. A lot of it comes down to spacing. A lot of it comes down to Weston having a relentless energy for now 4 games. Ridiculous amount of energy. And he's been really, really good in Tillman's first touch. So the midfield's been really good. But when Tyler Adams and Dzeko collided, if there was a camera on me and a microphone, you would have thought I just saw my dog potentially get hit by a car. I literally saw the entire World Cup flash in front of the eyes, because if Tyler Adams is not healthy and fully fit, they cannot do what they want to do. They just can't.
And I want to talk to you about just sort of the composure of this entire squad and how they seemingly have taken on the character of Mauricio Pochettino. But you just spoke about how missing Tyler Adams could potentially mean, you know, the end of the World Cup run we're on. What are we going to do without Flair and Balogun? You know, the two times that I've seen Ricardo Pepi come in, I've seen some great pressing. I've seen some great movement, but I haven't seen that. He's not as goal dangerous as he used to be before when it was 1-1A and we weren't sure who the starter was. What do you think of going up against Belgium without Flair and Balogun?
Ooh, I kind of disagree with you on this. I do. And the reason why is I see Ricardo Pepi.
Okay, well, that's it from Taylor Twellman.
We can't allow anything like that.
That's it. That's it. He's been fired.
Oh, you must not know what show you're on, Taylor Twellman.
You can't disagree with me.
I know. Oh, no. You could be Dan Patrick. You could be anyone you want. I'm going to disagree with you if I disagree with you. I don't care. I don't care. Ricardo Pepi is going to be just fine. It's different. It's different, but Ricardo Pepi was really good against Senegal. Really good. That first 35, 40 minutes against Senegal, he was brilliant with his back to goal, with his first touch, his layoffs. If you recall, he and Christian had a great combination for the first goal against Senegal. So Ricardo Pepi will be fine. I cannot believe that was a red card. I put it out on social media and I looked at it 20 minutes ago, and obviously it's grown. I just asked FIFA a simple question and screenshot Lionel Messi and this. And all I said was, well, where was VAR on that? Where was VAR on that? Right? The exact same play. Look at the ankles. Look at the still photos. They both look ridiculous. And
the only
quite
difference
frankly,
is Messi's actually looking at the player, where Balogun's got his back to the player.
Yeah.
And Balogun's trying to play the ball, and Lionel Messi wasn't. It's truly, truly next level incompetence for that to be interpreted as a red. Now, still photo, absolutely. It looks like he just broke his ankle 2 seconds before that, 2 seconds after it. It's nowhere near that. And so that's where the nuance of VAR is really kind of driving me nuts in this tournament. Belgium should not have got that tying goal. go to my social media feed. The video of the tying goal, he does two hands to the back of the Senegalese player, and VAR doesn't even step in. So what are we doing? So Germany, Ghana, that's not – or sorry, England, Ghana, that's not a penalty. But Germany against Paraguay, that is a foul. Which one is it? Like, this is driving me nuts. So to go back to your question, how do you deal without Florian Balogun? Ricardo Pepi is going to have to play to a strong suit, which is running into the seams, playing with his back to goal. I think Christian Pulisic's got to be a little bit cleaner with his movement. I thought tonight, in part because of the way the game was played, he wasn't at his best, but that's more about the type of game that was played versus Pulisic having an off night. But that's not the Pulisic they need. They can win without Balogun. They can win without Balogun, although I still think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's so unbelievably frustrating, a call like that. Because
to lose a player that scored in every game he's played.
Oh, my God. And yeah, it feels, you know, I'm joking around about it, but like this, like World Cup being sabotaged for the men's national team. But it is so frustrating because it's just clearly the wrong call. I mean, there's no other way around. I'm like trying to think, could they rescind maybe the suspension or something like that?
But they can.
I highly doubt
they
anything.
Technically they can, okay? But they won't. They won't. They won't.
They won't. Yeah, it's frustrating to see that. But I mean, so now looking forward to Belgium, which is also, it's crazy that we're playing against Belgium, right? Given the game that they just played. But you know, we played
the streets. They call this a lick back,
right? We played them in
we're
the friendly.
Get retribution.
We got kind of smoked in that one. But what do you expect this time around, especially after having played them so recently?
It's just so fitting, isn't it? Because this generation talks a lot about the Belgium game where Tim Howard set a record for most saves and Clint Dempsey and Chris Wondolowski missed glorious chances to win that game.
Yeah.
It was that game that kind of motivated them. And so it's only fitting that Belgium comes back after the 84th minute being down to win that game. And now they play the United States. I think it's just so fitting for this generation of player. I think it's so fitting to historically set a record for the United States and winning their second knockout round game in a single tournament to get to the quarterfinals where everyone like myself and a few others said quarterfinals are bust. I just think it's perfect. Now, Belgium had to play an extra 35, 36 minutes. So that works in your favor. Now, Belgium doesn't have to travel. The United States has to travel, but it's not that far. I just think Belgium's older. I think they're not as athletic. I think Senegal completely exposed them with the ability to run. So the United States kind of have a blueprint on how to play Belgium. Now, everyone will refer to the March friendly against Belgium. And I just want to make this abundantly clear. It's kind of pointless because neither team had a full squad. Neither team had their starters. So you kind of waste it. It's better to actually watch Belgium, Senegal, U.S., Senegal before the World Cup because that can kind of give you a better idea of how the game's going to play. But I think Belgium looks slow to me. They look very methodical. They have high quality. They have the high-profile player. But that doesn't mean they want to run. And I think if the United States' excessive belief within their shape defensively, I think they could cause a real problem for Belgium. Whether it's Pepi, Balogun, it doesn't matter up front. I would still have the same point.
All right, I need you to kind of give me this overall view of where we are right now. I hate taking the temperature, but I'm going to ask you to do that. It seems like the U.S. men's national team, and we asked Stephen Goff this earlier today, it seems as though they've hit a different level than where we have been in the global conversation of, you know, football powerhouses or nations within, you know, whether we're a contender or where we are in our development. The United States used to depend on athleticism, and it used to be that any old guy could get on the national team. You know, you were in there. But now, the truth is, now it seems as though the football acumen, the IQ level, the way we're playing, even down the man, the little touches, the back heels, it's not just about being flashy. It's about making the right move, the move that's not expected. where are we? Are you confident that we've hit this next level, that we've reached another point in the development of U.S. men's soccer?
Yeah, I'd also argue that isn't the fan smarter? Isn't the fan more intelligent? So
absolutely.
It's kind of the same, right? It's kind of the same thing. So there's an evolution of understanding of the game, exposure to higher thinking, different thinking, diversity of how to interpret the game. I mean, look at how diverse Major League Soccer is. So like when you sit down with Sebastian Berhalter and you listen to these guys, and even Tyler Adams and the guys that played in MLS and moved on, they will talk about the different types of players that are within MLS, helps them prepare to then go to the Premier League, the Bundesliga, wherever they're going. Why do I say that? So now the introduction to the game, where for me, now I'm kind of a bad example. Landon, myself, John Thorington, Steve Cherundolo, Corey Gibbs, we kind of went over there to Europe at a time when Americans were thought to be absolute trash. So they stuffed us in the fourth division, in the reserve leagues, and very few of us played. Steve Cherundolo obviously being the caveat to that. Now, my WhatsApp, and I think it's important for your listeners to understand this, but even YouTube, guys, it blows up every MLS weekend. Every MLS weekend, I'm getting texts from scouts because the younger player is viewed at a higher level, but also the potential and ceiling of the American player is actually viewed 180 degrees different than when I was over there. I'm not that old. It wasn't that long ago, but that 98 World Cup, we were the worst team in the World Cup. The 99 under 20 World Cup, Steve Cherundolo, Corey Gibbs, myself, Tim Howard, we all played really well. We were scouted, then we were sent over there, and it was like, Americans can't do this. They don't know what it is. They don't understand it. They don't look at Americans that way anymore. They don't. Sebastian Berhalter is on the verge of a really big move. They don't look at MLS that way anymore. So to your point, Alexis, like it's kind of hard to pinpoint it. I jump to it's evolution. It's being fed better information, more information, and just comprehending it. My money was always going to be on one, the fans understanding the sports, right? All of that. But my money was always on the player. It was always on the player. You're telling me right now that Marcelo Balboa, if he wasn't in this generation, or Tab Ramos, it's just evolution. It's how sports grow. But the American player is viewed in such a different lens that it's kind of cool to be a very small part of it, but to see it, to listen to the conversations, but then to watch these games. Because guess what? When Pulisic and Adams and all these guys go out on the field, they're not overwhelmed with the moment anymore because they're doing it and they have done it. I just think that's evolution. I really, really believe in that.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for the World Cup 10 years from now. Because then what's the American player going to look like? I don't know. I don't know that answer.
I would even add that not only the American player or the MLS player, but just the MLS player, even the foreign MLS player, are having a fantastic World Cup. They're really kind of showcasing what the league has to offer, and that there isn't, you know, obviously the retirement league. Robert Lewandowski is not helping with the retirement league.
Came from Barcelona,
but he's gonna cook. Okay. Well, Let's get to a couple comments. Real quick, though,
to your point, when Petr Musa scored for Croatia in the opening game against England, I don't think a lot of people fully understand what that meant, right? Because Dallas went out and spent the most money they ever did. He came to MLS. He scored goals consistently. They immediately got a phone call. What's the number? So immediately it flips. In the retirement league, I put this out on social media and people are stunned. The average age of the MLS player is younger than the average age of the Premier League player. And a lot of people don't know that. But it's almost a full year younger on average in MLS versus the Premier League. Yes, Lewandowski's come here. Rodrigo De Paul is. But so is Kevin Sullivan, and so are other players. So it's like it can't. It's when I played, absolutely, it was a retirement league. We owned it, but that's not the case anymore. When you're coming here and then scoring a hat trick in the World Cup, it can't be a retirement league. It can't.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's been impressive. Also, the center back from South Africa, the Chicago Fire, Mokambi, I think his name. I forgot his name. He's another one that everybody's talking about him now.
Brian Gutierrez. I mean, bro.
Yeah. So it's gonna be fantastic. All right,
let's take a look at some of these comments.
Yeah, Taylor, let's look at some comments on YouTube. Shout out to everybody.
Okay, Tuka Bosnian and Herzegovina. Thank you, Jay Riddle, bro. Why we gotta play two different countries, but we bought him even down a man.
Okay, who said white man can't jump? I have no clue why that line didn't jump to block Malik, but I'm sure glad they didn't. Okay,
bro, that dude was planted to the ground. He's getting this over my head.
He's like 6'5". He's like, I don't need to jump. And right? Yeah, you kind of
did. That's the thing.
Yo, Jalen taught Wemby. Malik Tillman taught that Bosnian. Okay. That's exactly what it is.
Taylor, feel free to read this one. Go ahead. You can lead the way. You can read
Tyler
this comment.
Tyler Adams is the U.S. men's national team Dylan Brooks, and you can't tell me different.
Let's go.
I wish I had the
Okay, my man's in everybody's face, you know, bothering people.
Let's go, Doug. Bosnia Herzegovina gaffer with the white Air Force Ones. He looked like he tells you how to get to the midnight buffet on a Carnival cruise. What's up with the suit?
I'm gonna tell you right now, those were not white Air Force Ones. Those were 100% knockoffs from Kmart. Those were not Air Force Ones.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
Okay.
He was wearing the joints that get hung up. You know what I mean? the Shaq's shoes.
Where you tie them up with the laces together. You hang them
now. You're like, no box game with these? Grandma?
Hey, guys, you got to fill this. See you got to fill on, me on in on this lines. One. What's playing Gola?
Okay, so the nation of Blangola.
Okay,
this is our nation we created.
This is the nation we created.
I was on a lot of cough medicine this day, and we invented a nation called Blangola.
Right.
And let me tell you something. You are not only the honorary citizen. You're the head of the football department.
Okay, you've been promoted, actually, Taylor.
You got to start an academy.
So we're lobbying with FIFA to try to get Blangola involved.
It's only a couple million that you have to put in a Swiss bank account.
Our first game is against Curacao. It'd be perfect. It'd be great.
Yeah. Great. Oh, and no matter what happens, we're gonna do what North Korea did and just say we won the World Cup. So don't worry about it. You're doing a great job already. Someone give the refs of the Belgium game a peace prize ASAP. We can't take any chances. Major money, you're the greatest.
This is the way to get the fans
on our
side.
I've heard enough. Let's get the refs. Chill, Luigi Tron. Down, Luigi.
Okay, well, our fans can get a little crazy. Black Golden citizens really go off. Yeah, you know? Yeah. They listen to their supreme leaders.
They're very passionate.
They're very passionate about their teams. Okay.
Every time we've spoken to you, Taylor, it's been like just a fun time, and I hope it continues.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. Yeah, this has been with us throughout this World Cup, and we appreciate it. Yeah, yeah. Anytime. You're welcome anytime.
The vibes
Taylor,
are Coleman. High, you yeah. know?
Okay. All
the
right.
The vibes are high.
I think we're going to let you go, I believe.
I do want to ask one last question. How far can this team go? Be honest.
What do you think?
I've said quarterfinals from the beginning, and you two know me for a while. I don't sit on the fence. I think it's semifinals. I think Spain is going to get a little bit of a scare en route to the quarterfinal, but I'll be shocked if they get knocked out. So I think it's the quarterfinal against Spain. And then I've said this, and I'll say it again. Then you're the underdog. Then you're playing with house money. You've got absolutely nothing to lose. And oftentimes, that is when Americans play their best in any sport. And so that's why I've always said this. The pressure will be getting to the quarterfinal. But then after that, you are galvanizing the entire nation. After that, everyone's going to say, who are we playing? Let's go. And then the players are not going to have that type of anxiety that they may have had tonight. Because tonight, you're favored. A team's playing a low block against you for the third time in the same way. That's never happened. Who knows how Belgium wants to play against you? So you know what I mean? This is new territory. I think Belgium, because of the profile of the country, I think the U.S. will be underdogs on some level in the world footballing mind. But the moment the walkouts happen and the national anthem happens, everyone's going to recognize Belgium's going to be up against it because that crowd in Seattle will 100% deliver. But Alexis, to your question, I've said quarterfinal or bust. I still believe that. And then whatever happens is the icing on the cake, because they did what they were supposed to do, and that's get to the final eight.
Yeah, I mean, it's been this is not this World Cup has not looked like past World Cups with like you said, the teams playing so defensively against us, the U.S. having tons of possession.
Just being the team that's been on the front foot consistently is something very new for us.
It's so weird.
It's very weird.
It's very weird. The other part, real quick, the other weird thing for you guys too is the AFCON nations have been great. Now, they had a difficult day today, because Congo and Senegal, quite frankly, should have advanced, right? At least Senegal should have. Congo, I can see Harry Kane scoring a tying goal and whatever happens. But they've impressed me. They've really improved over the last, I would say, 4 to 6 years. We saw a taste of it with Morocco in the last World Cup. But you're right, Christian. Like, it's just a different one. They're respecting the United States of saying, hang on a minute. We really don't want to get into a wide open game. We really don't want that kind of game. When was the last time anyone said that about the U.S.? And here we are.
At this point, I'm like, play for Balogun. At this point, I'm like, play for Balogun. I have to see Flaren Balogun play again in this World Cup. I'd be so upset if we don't get to see him again.
You gotta see him one more time. And also, the last thing I want to say is, I always think about Sir Alex Ferguson saying that Americans have square feet, but they have hearts that don't stop. You can't say that about us anymore. Those feet are rolled off.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You can't do it.
It's a beautiful thing.
Now, he used to say, he saw me play and he said, he's got a square head. Two left.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You do. You got a Norwegian. I mean, he nailed that 12 one. Minutes. You got a fun. You a Funko.
Taylor Twelman, thank you so much.
This is also what my cousins in Cuba need to be doing. Okay, get over here already.
Okay, Taylor Twelman, you're the best, man. Thank you.
I'm
so
the
much.
Privileged guy to do this. Laughing at this, that doesn't work.
We'll allow it. Plangolins allow it.
Taylor Twelman, thank you so much. Everybody in the chat, put W's in the chat.
W's in the chat for Taylor.
Put TT's
in the
chat.
The real TT.
Shout out Taylor Twelman. Yeah, man. This has just been
a celebration parade. Man.
Yeah. If we have to pick a player of the game,
it's got to be Malik Tillman.
You think?
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, I can honestly say, I wanted to say Matt Friis, because we asked a lot of them. We said, you haven't faced a lot of shots. Mm-hmm. You haven't done this. You haven't been tested. The man got an Olympic gold shot at him. He had players all over him. He had to fight for the ball. He made maybe a mistake or two, but he held strong and got a clean sheet against 10 men. But the moment, the excellence, the calmness with which
the nail in the coffin, which we really needed at that moment.
He absolutely zapped the life out of the Bosnian players. And that moment, it just became too much of a hurdle. They weren't even really getting possession all that much. And then all of a sudden, now you have to get two goals back. That was it. That was the nail
in the
coffin.
It was great to see the confidence in.
So he had that beautiful back heel.
Yeah.
To Christian Pulisic. I mean, he was balling all game.
Even down a man. I mean, the U.S. did not look nervous about that. They weren't.
And, you know, I didn't get to say this to you when we were watching it, but I thought back to the Invincibles year. Mm-hmm. And I remember a conversation that we had with Gilberto Silva. We asked him, you know, the rumor was that when you guys went down a man, you were almost even better because now you had more space to play your. And he said that was the way they went into it. When they went down a man, they thought, oh, even better. Now we'll have more room to ball. There's one less person on the pitch. What an insane way to look at adversity. This team showed me today that they play that way. When they went down a man, they were like, oh, okay, cool, watch. And they started dinking it into space. They started playing which one-twos.
It's like, crazy. I'm like, yo, bring the ball to the corner flag.
Please, just wail it at me here on some Scotland type.
But no, this is, I mean, I'm going to assume it's coming from the top down, like Pochettino.
You know what it is? And I hate to say this because, you know, I love me some Triple G. I think Mauricio Pochettino has given them the confidence that, like a Carlo Ancelotti gives his players, which is, hey, when you get in a moment, trust your gut, trust your footballing ability, trust your ability to get in and out of those spots, and they're absolutely doing it. And I can only guess this is coming from this man right here, And I can only assume that he's given them the keys and the freedom to be brave as they are. Because today they were absolutely brave and they all felt like they were Malik Tillman, smooth, calm under pressure.
It was a little bit, it was like, Pochettino was like, hey, I'm Argentinian, but I'm going to need you guys to play like Brazilians.
Yeah.
Okay? Hey, have fun out there.
You know
there.
All those people we kicked out of our country? Play like that.
Play like that. This is, I mean, look, there's a little bit of the disappointment about the red card, but it's like,
we
can't let ourselves get too down
about
that. At
the end of the day, when we talk about American teams having like a red card, we talk about U.S. men's national team, not the women, the U.S. men's national team, it's because they lost their head. That wasn't this.
Yeah.
This was a mistake by VAR.
Yeah.
I think most people wouldn't call that.
Just so ridiculous for VAR to get involved in that. But anyway, okay.
All right, why don't we take a look at some tweets and
some
comments?
Some tweets and comments. Let's see what y'all are talking about. All right. So should have pulled this move when the ref handed him a red card.
This was
from the Sidemen game.
The Sidemen game. Yeah.
This was just a poor
reverse. Yeah. This was a great use of AI, by the way. What normal people see, what I see.
Waldo. Okay. It's a great. The old Waldo kit is fantastic.
Also, this one is beautiful.
We got to play Bosnia and Herzegovina. It's 2-1. It really ain't fair. Fair. That's right, bro.
It really ain't fair, T. So,
let's go. Hope Belgium are scared and hiding behind their waffles.
Them Liège waffles stand no chance. Yo, you know what? If you flying on Delta, no more Biscoff. We ain't doing Biscoff,
exactly.
Son.
All right. Where do you stand? You support this team or not?
Traitors with your Biscoffs. Let's go,
solid
USA.
Foundation. Thank you. Let's go, USA, man. We're in San Francisco. We're here at the Midway.
Well, sounds like we'll just have to eat some waffles.
And the crowd was great. I mean, this was just a fun and supportive crowd. We're obviously not far from Santa Clara, where the game is.
Almost 1,000 people in there today.
Yeah, man, we had an absolute ball with this crowd. All right, Belgium going to eat
a mouthful of Eggo waffles. That's right.
Okay,
I dare you. I Lego my egg.
Exactly. We're gonna stuff them with full of artificial flavors.
100%. This is GMO, son. Ain't nobody got time for y'all to get ready.
Okay.
That's it, baby. This is Blangola time.
It's coming home to Seattle. That's
Seattle
right.
Is a fortress.
Yeah, we had
we've said it. That city has absolutely won the World Cup in the U.S. so far.
Yeah, the barge. The fan fest at the barge.
The whole city is talking about it. Everyone understands the game and loves it. It's a beautiful place to see a game, and I cannot wait for U.S. to absolutely mollywop Belgium.
Let's go. A little revenge time.
We got some more comments. I can't believe we lose Blangol.
Balogun.
Sorry.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating, but I'm confident Pepe can step into that role. It's just, obviously, it's not the same, and it's a significant drop-off as far as clinical finishing.
Even if it's a drop-off, it's going to be a little different, and I think this is good. We're going to surprise Belgium in a way.
This is not great, man. It's just so frustrating. I mean,
by the way, an Argentinian.
I don't really love the comparison per se. I think Messi's. I understand why it wasn't a red because the guy's foot. He is raking the foot, but his raking the leg, but his foot. The guy's foot was not planted. It was like not as severe. But I would also argue that Balogun's is again. Yeah. He's looking at
There's
the ball.
No intent
it's completely incidental, and it's a yellow. Of course,
it should have been a yellow for
it's
sure.
It's a yellow card. I understand that, but this is not a red card. Like this, you got to be ridiculous.
I feel bad for Christians, Dominican Republic of Congo. It's
been a difficult time for us.
Yo, the whole family is like, I mean, like, oh, what a shame. So, why don't we do a little stock up, stock down, a stock up real quick? The comments you guys have been absolutely
y'all are crushing it. Thank you so much.
For me, stock up is going to be. We asked a lot of them. I mean, we could go full Aaron Balogun for scoring again in his third consecutive start. We could talk about Malik Tillman, but I'm going to give it to Matt Freese, man. We asked a lot of them. It wasn't the most, you know, it wasn't a 10 out of 10 game.
Yeah,
it wasn't 10 out of 10. But what we asked of him, he absolutely did. And let me say something. This man knows how to keep his back line in check.
Sure.
He is really good at communicating with the back line, and that helps tremendously.
Yeah, I thought the defending was fantastic. A clean sheet. You can't ask for more.
With down a man? For 30 minutes?
Yeah, this is an impressive performance. For me, stock up. I'm gonna go with Malik Tillman.
You can't make a wrong decision here.
So yeah, but right. And not even before the goal, I still think he would have got a significant rise in his mm-hmm. stock value.
Five passes into the final third against a low block. And that is really impressive.
And again, look, I mean, the pass accuracy wasn't necessarily fantastic, but the key passes were great. Yeah. I mean, the moment that led to the first goal.
I actually like to counter the idea that 70% from a player like Malik Tillman isn't great because he takes a lot of chances. He's a brave guy, and so you're going to miss a lot of those.
Yeah, it's just there's just poise, silkiness. He was just
so smooth.
It's just the comfort of not when it's difficult to break down these low blocks, but what you need is a player that's willing to take the risk to dribble forward. Mm-hmm. He did it well. Alex Freeman did it well. And these are things I remember when Alex Freeman first started. I'm like, I was terrified every time he touched the ball.
When he had the ball at his feet, I was like, no.
And now he's taking a quick touch, going around defenders.
Did you see him run into open space? Mm-hmm. I had no fear when he did that. Yeah. I felt confident. And I think that was the first time where I was like, oh, wow. I'm really comfortable with him now.
It's been, when we were talking with Taylor, just the midfield and their comfort play. These are American players. I mean, it's crazy. Some of these guys are born in Germany or whatever, but like, Weston, Tyler Adams.
Antonio Freeman. I said to the host today, a dude named Shank, I was like, you remember, he's not a huge soccer fan. I was like, you remember Antonio Freeman? He's like, yeah. I go, yo, that's his kid. He's like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, yo, his kid good as hell. I said, yeah, I know.
If only they talked about that more on the broadcast.
It seems like, you know what it is? We need guys named Shank to listen harder to the broadcast. I want to say something else. There's something about Malik Tillman, man. When he plays, it makes me feel like I'm covered in abuela's shea butter. You know what I mean? It's so smooth. Okay. So silky.
All right. Well, she doesn't want you taking her shea butter.
She gets better. Okay. Her oil of Olay, hot. Hot oil treatment.
No, I mean, looking at the ratings on FOTMOP, or Matt Freeze is the second highest rated player with 8, Tillman 8.5. Look, everybody collectively had a pretty good game.
And you know what, Pulisic, for having such a long break, I think had moments where he looked really good, really looked really incisive.
Sure.
Drove at defenders, ran into space, was able to get around a couple guys. Not the greatest game, but you can't blame him. I felt like he was growing into it, and then you go down to 10 and everything changes from there.
I would love to see Christian Pulisic take more shots. He took only one shot. I mean, come on.
He spent a long time barely touching the ball. I think he had like 10 touches close to like the 40th minute.
But so. 88 minutes. How many
touches? XG and XA being 44
touches. Three touches in the opposition box. I just want a little bit more from Christian Pulisic. And this is what I think. I think Pepe is an equal replacement to Balogun? No, but I do think Pepe makes Christian Pulisic better. They have 100%. a good relationship and good chemistry on the pitch. So I expect more from Christian Pulisic in this game against Belgium. Okay.
All right, tweets and comments. What are you guys thinking about?
Let's see.
What are you guys saying?
I also have to pee terribly.
Oh, I think you can hold it. Pee in the ball you're holding. Valerian Balogun is the fourth player to score a goal and receive a red card in a FIFA World Cup knockout match. Valerian Balogun, Zinedine Zidane, Ronaldinho, and Garrincha. What a list to be on.
In great company.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe we drop Pepe and stick to it.
Now, that would take balls.
Interesting decision.
Just play. You've been fired from the blank goal.
Play 100 minutes down a man. Malik playing different after he came out with the – I came out the shop with shorter hair.
You're right.
Okay. It was weighing him down.
No, wait. When he lined up the front, you know what I mean? Brave game plan.
Okay.
Shouts to Nick
and Nicole Hack. Shout out to Nicole Hack. Stock down that ref. Yes.
Bro, that's facts.
Without a doubt.
That's facts, man.
Poor, poor decision.
How could you hate us in our own nation, bro?
Also, VAR, what are you doing?
Stock down Pepe. It's always Pepe. He's become my Josh Sargent. Damn, Michael
Raymond.
I thought
he was pretty good when he came in.
You know what? Michael Raymond, hold on to it because we're going to see against Belgium. But I like this one. Stock up. The Cooligans, y'all been crushing it. Thank you so much. Hey, also, thanks to our entire production team.
Everybody's
so much, so much hard. So much hard.
So much hard. Yeah.
We're working so much hard.
Everyone is hard. Okay.
All right. Get back in here. Pulisic plays best with Pepe. He plays well with the target striker, as we've seen against Senegal. Yeah, I mean, Zlatan, Christian, I think you guys are right.
We're on the same page,
I think,
bro.
I want to see Pepe be that goal dangerous that he was when Mauricio Pochettino first showed up. That's all I want to see. I want to see that. Yeah, whenever he got like half an inch, he would take like a shot that would be on frame. I want to see a little bit more of that.
Yeah, I think let's look forward to the game against Belgium, which is going to be what day? Please let me know.
Yeah, do we know what day that's
going to be? But this game is going to be on Monday.
Oh, wow.
So I genuinely think, especially after watching the game against Senegal, I mean, there's a lot of weak areas.
Belgium can be got for sure.
Yeah,
like I said, their golden generation is a little bit older, but Romelu Lukaku has gotten a little bit of a resurgence.
But it's also interesting. I'm like, at this point, just start Lukaku. What are they doing? He's scoring when he gets in the game. He's
doesn't look as good when he starts. So maybe we do want him.
Maybe
to start.
I don't know. I think Senegal got they're kind of just like the goals were just the kind of paciness, and you know, I hate doing the pace and power kind of thing with African teams, but it was a real problem for Belgium. So this is
Belgium could have very easily lost that game. So
see, this is why Balogun is a great player to have against this Belgian side. But I think Pepe can kind of do the same thing to some degree. I mean, I like the composure in receiving those long balls and doing what he has to do. It's not the same as Balogun, but
is it too late to register a player named Balerin Falcao?
Okay, we gotta look into that.
It looks like Balerin Balogun with a fake mustache. But if you're willing to look past that, I think I can convince
you. Stop asking
it's a
questions,
person.
FIFA. Yeah, what do you know?
Since when do you investigate anything? Oh, how about this? You want to start investigations? Because we'll start investigations. What happened the last time an American investigated
FIFA? Right, so I'm going to go into this game with like a lot of reservation.
You know what? I'm not, man. I think Pepe is going to provide something different. And I don't know that there's enough game tape on how he plays within this new system for Belgium to really prepare for him. So
do you think this game is decided in 90 minutes, like, and the U.S. wins?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I think that was what was Senegal's problem, is they try to play a 70-minute game against Belgium, and you saw what happened. And I think the U.S., they're not going to stop running within the first 90 minutes. They're going to keep going, and they're very athletic.
I
honestly believe this is going to give us a chance to score early again, and we're going to see the calming nature that we had in the first 2 minutes.
Interesting. I kind of go the other way. I'm like, at this point, this is not your playing with house money kind of a thing, but
not yet. It's not only yet. Round of 16. We got to win this one.
But it's like the way I saw Paraguay play against Germany, the way you're seeing some of these CONMEBOL teams, even the way Mexico played against Ecuador, like, let's get crazy a little bit. Let's get a little bit like bleeding.
Let's get no. That's what you're thinking about?
No. Oh, sure. Yeah, just you know, go to bed with a glass of wine, you know, in your hand.
Uh-oh.
I mean, not.
You don't want to see me when I'm wine drunk.
No, I'm saying like be like these CONMEBOL psychopaths. Let's get wild. Is Gloria Estefan?
This
is J-Lo. Please correct me. I thought it was Gloria Estefan. Anyway,
so we're a little delirious.
All right. So yeah, my mentality is just like be like these psychopaths in CONMEBOL that they bleed their bleeding hearts for football, right?
Like, what is it you're asking them to be? Be brave in the sense of like send men forward,
push,
or
you don't take crap from anybody.
Oh, yeah,
like, just be like whatever.
Wayne lost to no Belgian ever. And
Adam Crafton from The Athletic says FIFA sources confirm there is no mechanism to appeal a World Cup red card in their disciplinary code, which seems quite surreal, but it means Balogun will not be able to play Belgium.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean not too much of a.
We didn't think there would be an opportunity.
Right. I mean, I wonder. I guess it's a World Cup. There isn't really like time to debate this kind of stuff.
Why the game ain't till Monday? There's a lot of time.
I'm just saying. I mean, it opens up the door for opposing the team that you're gonna play next.
How about I open the door holding a bat? We thought about
the team
that
you're gonna play next, being like, why would you allow that? He's supposed to be out, you know. And then it's just like. It's just a whole thing. I understand why there's
no... I don't like how you're other-siding right now. All right, what other tweets we got?
What else do we got? Okay.
Well, I talked to Christian on the side about how much he got to love America if you're wearing that shirt.
All right, is that it? Maybe that's it.
No, start Reyna.
Start Reyna in Balogun's place? Nope.
You know what? I don't hate it.
I hate it extremely.
Did you see that pass he made into open space?
One pass. Good for him.
Once again.
He played a good game, and he was good defensive. Who are we talking about? Are we talking about Freeze?
I think we're talking about Reyna.
Are we talking about Reyna? Is that also about Reyna?
Yeah.
Reyna.
Yeah, this is a Reyna comment. He did look good. He absolutely looked good. I think he made up for some of the...
Played a few minutes, but to start, I don't know. I mean, we saw what he did against Turkey, and people weren't too happy.
I think it's going to be Pepe. I think it's going to be the starting lineup you saw today plus Pepe, but I wouldn't hate a little Reyna magic in there.
I would hate it extremely.
Man, our comments are cooking right now. Pepe moves in slow motion.
Pepe moves in slow motion.
Yeah,
he
says Pepe.
okay.
Yes, Pepe moves in slow motion. He's a lanky dude you see coming. You know what I mean? He's Peter Crouchy in that sense.
I mean, I wouldn't say he's slow, but he's not as fast as that.
He moves, he's methodical.
I just look.
Belgian waffles were his Waffle House. You know who I'm thinking. Bruh, you don't stand a chance, Belgium.
The thing we lose is Balogun out wide is basically he's a winger as well. Like he could play that role
Pepe
if you wanted.
He could cut in from the side.
He cannot.
Not to the degree.
Not like Balogun.
I didn't say like Balogun, but he can as well. Latinas, they get crazy.
Right. That's me.
I don't even know.
I'm a proud Latina.
I don't even know what we talk about, but you ain't wrong. We were both raised by them. You've met my family. They're absolutely.
Breaking, Diego Buna just got a FIFA exception and called up to the USMNT.
Damn.
Okay.
And here I was making a call for Diego Duna. But we got beat. Screw it. We're beating Belgium 4-0. This is the type of energy we need, bro.
That's what we need, bro.
Major
we
money.
Gotta be nuts and just delusional, bro.
Major money. We have not slept enough. Major money is on point, bro.
Okay.
If Alexis can hold diarrhea, Christian can hold tea. Bro, that's facts.
Okay.
That's facts. I've held back a wall of diarrhea many times.
Who has the stronger sphincter or bladder?
Yeah, and I had a black and white milkshake with my In-N-Out today.
Well, good for you.
And I held it all in.
Good for you.
But after the Burmese food we had last night.
San Francisco. If you're ever in San Francisco, get Burmese food. It was delicious.
Yeah, was that your first Burmese food?
That was my first Burmese.
Damn.
Trying Burma.
Damn, Burmese nuts. What's happening? What's happening?
All right, we're wrapping up, everybody. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We will be we're back on, Monday new episode, the Cooligans Daily Live, noon Eastern, every day throughout this World Cup. We're back tomorrow. What's today?
I don't know, dog.
Oh, tomorrow's today. I literally thought today was like Friday.
What is it?
Today's Wednesday.
Oh my God. I made a lot of promises to my wife about the that are not real.
We have July 4th. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. The tour doesn't stop, but you know what else doesn't stop is you hitting the like and the bell.
Subscribe, do everything.
Leave a comment. Yeah, send us a hype.
Y'all the best. Best chat in the game, bro.
Absolutely,
we appreciate you.
Bro.
So we'll be back tomorrow with the new episode, and we'll be here on Friday. And what's our next stop? We're in Philly.
We're in Philly on the 4th of July.
On the 4th of July. So we'll see who's what game is that? I don't even know what game that is, but whatever.
Right, it don't matter, bro.
Stay tuned. Locked into our socials at Soccer Cooligans. All right.
That's right.
We'll see.
It's the 250th anniversary of the country we live in, and it's the first anniversary of Blangola.
Oh, that's right. Finally. We can
only 5 years later. France, Paraguay
on July 4th.
Yeah,
all right.
If you live in Philly and you don't have a place to watch the game yet, just watch our socials.
Hit us up. Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for hanging out for this live reaction after USA Bosnia and Herzegovina 2-0 to the United States. We move on to the round of 16.
Absolutely.
All right, take care, everybody. We love you. Peace.
Hey, tell your mother I said what's up.